A blessed day, everyone. Welcome to this new series that we have for the month of January. It's called Better. New Year, Better You. Now, as we start the message, let us open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this beautiful series that we have as we continue to glorify you and magnify you this 2024. Father, have your way as we learn many things from your word. And we pray that we will become more like Jesus as we follow him. So therefore, Father, we dedicate this series of messages to you that this will help us be built up in Christ-likeness. Thank you, O God. And Lord, we will worship you as we listen to your word. This all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, we gather today to be encouraged by one another and to learn more about the great love that God has for you and for me. As you know, we have just entered a brand new year. This is the perfect time to look back on the past and ask what can be learned. It is also the perfect time to look ahead and ask ourselves if we are living the kind of life that God wants for us, or if we could do better even more this year. Beloved, today we begin a new series appropriately called Better. We will look at four different areas of our lives that we could make simple changes to in order to experience God's faithfulness and blessing. We will evaluate our priorities, our relationships, our choices, and our witness to the world. So let's open our hearts and minds as we dive into our priorities and into the new year together. So we'll be taking four parts of this series that we have. And today we'll be opening part one, Better Priorities, to be followed in the next few Sundays, Better Relationships, Better Choices, and Better Witness. Beloved, let's talk about priorities this morning. When we put the things of God first in our lives, the one and the other things will fall into proper order. However, when we prioritize earthly things, we find ourselves anxious and full of worry. God help us have better priorities. Now, as Christians, I believe that all of us probably in somewhere or another, we already experience this kind of juggle, that the more we surrender our priorities and the order of our lives to the Lord, the more we feel like we're calm, we're peaceful, and we're just being still in the presence of God. And I believe that we also experience those moments where we truly try to control things. We try to balance everything in our own strength, and we feel anxious about these things. Beloved, always remember that God knows that without keeping the main thing, we can get loose in lesser things. As we begin this new year, we must take an honest look at our lives and consider what priorities we have put first. What things matter most? That is why today we'll be answering one question and discover three biblical principles that will help us align ourselves to have better priorities. If you feel like that last year, there are a lot of priorities that we feel like it's not really the main thing, but we still focus on those things. And at the end of the year, 2023, we realize that it's nonsense. It's nothing. Beloved, don't get stuck on those failures or those regrets. Stand up, extract the learning, and let's look forward and move forward. That is why today we'll be discovering the answer to this question. How to set God-glorifying priorities? Why it's important first to really have God-glorifying priorities? Number one, you can surely feel productive. You can surely feel that you are bearing fruit in the kingdom of God, where you can feel that fulfillment, the satisfactions, and the productivity that you've been longing for. Number two, why it's important to really set God-glorifying priorities? Because we know that when we follow God's plan and purposes for our lives, we know that it will surely prosper. It will surely be done. And thirdly, why it's very important to really set God-glorifying priorities? Because we know that's the key to our victory in Christ Jesus. Therefore, beloved, today, allow me to journey with you and walk through you with all the verses, three important, powerful verses that will give us the key in how to set God-glorifying priorities. Number one, beloved, is this. We need to seek God first. You know, Jesus' most famous sermon in the gospel is called the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus turns to preaching and teaching about how we have the tendency to worry about our lives. Maybe some of you can relate to this right now. We worry about paying the bills. We are worried about our children. We are worried about our marriage. We are worried about what this new year might hold. Jesus states that trusting in Father is the only way to keep us from being paralyzed by anxiety. In verse 33, Jesus gives us the answer to our worry, and it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Beloved, we must seek God first. That's the most important thing. Do you hear the language of priority? Seek God first. Jesus tells us that when we seek after a life that pleases God, all the things that we have the tendency to worry about will fall into proper order. So let's look at how this might practically work out day in and day out. Remember this. Example, when it comes to our marriages, we might be worried about when we put Jesus first, we might mature into our more gracious, loving, and kind spouse, which we may in turn have a positive impact in our marriage. Another instance is when it comes to our finances. Perhaps focusing on God first may reveal to us how we spend too much on things that don't matter. And when it comes to our children, we might find that putting God first may make us more patient and understanding with our kids. So, as we think about these priorities, the question is, are you seeking after God? Is God at the center of these things? Or are you seeking after the smaller stones or the smaller priorities that is not the main thing? Is your attention and energy divided? Beloved, these are the things that we need to ask ourselves brutally so that we will surely know if we are really prioritizing God or not in our lives. Godly priority starts with seeking God first. Now, notice the verse. Look at the text. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, most of us are really caught up from the first phrase, seek first the kingdom of God. Talking about that, you might be thinking about putting God first, that as you wake up in the morning, then you will be putting God first through prayer and devotion. As you eat, you are putting God first through praying for the food. You might be thinking about, you know, the ladder of priorities. But please do know this. Seeking first the kingdom of God is actually seeking the King. It's more on bridging and desiring more and more intimacy with Him. Now notice this, seeking first the kingdom of God, it means that you are seeking what is really God's will. And then not only that, not only the kingdom of God, but also is His righteousness, His character, who God is, intimate relationship. It talks about the kingdom and the covenant. It talks about the covenantal relationship and the kingdom purposes. Most of us wants to know God's will. But sometimes we are short-circuit. When we talk about seeking God's will, we're praying about the purpose, we're seeking for the purpose, for the plan, for God's will. But we're not seeking the heart of the Father through our intimate relationship with Him. Beloved, this verse speaks about the covenantal relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father, His righteousness, and the kingdom purpose. Seek first the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom purpose and the covenantal relationship. We've got to prioritize the covenant and the kingdom in our hearts. And this is the result. All these things will be added to you. Whatever that you feel like you're anxious today, that thing will be added to you by the grace of God, by the power of God, if you learn now how to prioritize the covenantal relationship that you have with God and the kingdom purpose that He puts in your heart. Beloved, it's not just about praying for what's God's will. It's about coming into the throne of God by that intimate relationship with Him. So, starting this new year, I pray that you can seek God first, covenantal relationship, and the kingdom purpose. That's why we need to brutally be honest with our hearts. Where are we so focused on at this very moment? Are we so focused, in our family? Are we so focused in our work? Are we so focused in our health? Are we so focused in our finances? Are we so focused in these temporary things that sooner or later can be destroyed? Beloved, if you don't want to have worries and anxiousness and fears in your heart, seek God first. He will give you the peace that you need. He will give you the courage to move on. And He will give you the power and the favor so that you can live a victorious life. Beloved, the second one that we need to have in our hearts, if we want to have God's glorifying, God-centered priorities, not only that we will seek God first through His relationship and kingdom purposes, but we need to love God with all you have. It's not just about love God above all. It's about loving God with all you have. Now think about, what are the things that you possess? How many relationships do you have? Like friends and family, how many people do you know? How many digits you have in your bank? Beloved, how many material possessions you accumulate in this world? All these things, we are being reminded today, if you want to have godly priorities, God glorifying priorities, you need to know and to be disciplined and be cautious and be aware that you love God with all you have. Beloved, it says in Matthew 22 verses 34 to 40, but when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked Him a question to test Him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commands depend all the law and the prophets. Now, did you catch the question that man asked Jesus? He says, what is the greatest commandment? He could have easily asked it this way. Jesus, what should I have as my greatest priority? Because He's talking about what is the greatest commandment. Actually, He's talking about what is the greatest priority that I should live by. Now, Jesus got a command from the Old Testament when He tells Him to love God with all His heart, soul, and mind. This was Jesus' way of telling Him to love God with everything. How can you tell when you love someone or something? The easiest way to tell is that you talk about it or them all the time because they are always on your heart and mind. When a couple falls in love, it's almost sickening how much they talk about each other. When someone really loves their sports team, they bring it up all the time. The same thing should be true of us. If God is truly our priority, when we love Him with all we have, we can stop talking about Him. He is regularly a topic of conversation. We look for reasons and ways to bring Him up. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind help us realize that every part of our life is incredibly meaningful. How we do our life reflects how we love God. This means how we handle our career is meaningful because it says something about our relationship with Jesus. This means how we parent our children is reflective of our relationship to our Heavenly Father. Our love for God should be the motivation and the inspiration every day over this next year. We want to look back 365 days from now and recognize all the ways we love God with all that we have. This is what I have found. God actually meets our needs in our lives most fully when prioritizes needs in our hearts. That is a result of love. Now, notice how Jesus ends this conversation. He tells the man that the first and greatest commandment is to love God. But the second is just like it. We are to love our neighbor. It seems that unless we got loving God right first, we have no hope loving our neighbor well. There is a prioritization that God lays out for us in this passage. He even says in verse 40, all of the laws and the prophets depend on getting this first two right. They are the big rocks, and the rest are the small stones. We cannot get them out of order. Beloved, it is my prayer that this 2024, we can reflect upon Matthew 22 verses 34 to 40. Love God, love people. It's always starting with loving God with all that you have. I pray that this 2024 we can even be more faithful, more intimate, and more close to the Lord as we continue to seek Him day by day. So, beloved, we need to seek God first and love God with all you have. The last and the final thing that we need to do so that we can have godly and God-glorifying priorities is this. We need to focus on the eternal rather than the temporary. Beloved, one easy way to know where to put our energies this year is by asking a simple question. Is this thing eternal or temporary? To spend our time focusing on serving others is to focus on their eternal souls. On the contrary, to spend our time focusing on building a massive 401k is to focus on something we cannot take with us with this life when this life that we have will be over. Beloved, which one is better? I would argue it is the eternal. The Apostle Paul understood this important distinction as he wrote to the early church in Corinth when he said this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Beloved, we all know Paul, like how he lived his life. He focused more on the eternal things rather than the temporary. He gave up even the temporary to respond to the call of the eternal plan and will of the Lord for his life. It is also my prayer for all of us that if we really want to experience the beauty of the victory that Christ has promised us to have in this world, we need to seek God first. We need to love God above anything and anyone else. And we need to focus. Our focus must not be short-sighted. Our focus must be long-range. It is our prayer that as we continue to live day by day in this chaotic world, in this pressurized environment that we might be in, I pray that we will know how to be patient. We will know how to persevere. We will know how to be strengthened because of our future hope. Our focus is not the temporary things. Our focus is the eternal. We all know that Jesus is coming soon. And my prayer is that you have invested not for the things of this world, but you invested your life for what is eternal. Beloved, as we end today, I want you to ponder upon these two questions. What in your life could be reordered? What could be reprioritized? The key word or the key letters here are the R-E, reordered, reprioritized. You know, I pray that this message will give us that reflection, what really matters most in the life that we have. As I close, I want to give this illustration about over the triple doorways of the Cathedral of Milan. There are three inscriptions spanning the splendid arches. Over one is curved, a beautiful wreath of roses, and underneath is the legend, all that which pleases is but for a moment. Now, over the other is sculpted a cross, and there are these words, all that which troubles us is but for a moment. But underneath the great central entrance to the main aisle is the inscription that only is important, which is eternal. If we always realize these three truths, we will not let trifles trouble us and not be interested so much in the passing pleasures of the hour. We should live for the permanent and the eternal. Beloved, my prayer for you today is make sure that the things that receive your time, attention, energy, and affection are things that will last. Take a moment to pray and ask God to show you the big and priorities, the kingdom priorities that He has in store for you. Place those on the schedule first. The little things, the minor things, comes next. And my prayer is, if you have some priorities right now that we need to reevaluate, reorder, reprioritize, I believe that we cannot do it in our own. We need the strength, the wisdom, the hands of God that will lead us through. So we need to trust the process as Christ is molding and shaping us even more. Beloved, I hope that this new year, in this first part of our series, Better Priorities, how to have and how to set God-glorifying priorities, we need to continue to be reminded about the scriptures and above all, that God is the one who's giving us life day by day. So beloved, my prayer for all of you that this message will give us the realignment. Now let's pray this prayer together. As we begin another year, help us, Lord, to order our lives in ways that honor you and bring glory to your name. Help us to prioritize our time and energy in such a way that our lives will be fulfilling and faithful. We need your help just as much this year as we did last year. Thank you for your unfailing love and concern over all your creation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this first message that we received this year. We pray, O God, that those three foundations in how to set God-glorifying priorities will enlighten our hearts. Lord, help us to focus in our covenant relationship with you and the kingdom purposes in living it out day by day. Lord, we pray that we'll be anchored in Jesus so that we will not be drifted by the busyness of the world, by the darkness of this world. We pray that we'll not be deceived by this world, but rather we can stand in the light of Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, have your way now and bless each one as we continue to live for your glory. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, thank you so much for joining us in this beautiful launching of our new series, Better. Now, if you are from Dumaguete or Negros Oriental, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us in our face-to-face worship gathering in Ictus Dumaguete Worship Center. It's located in Robinson's Place, Dumaguete, Movie World Cinema 1. We gather every Sunday, 10 a.m. So we hope to see you. And if you are not from Dumaguete or Negros Oriental, we would like to connect with you in our digital community, our online church, so that if you have some prayer requests or if you need someone to talk or to connect with, we are here to disciple and we are here to journey with you. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a blessed day, everyone.